imagine going into a space where there's like over 300 people and you're the one. So that's just like intimidating in and of itself, and just making them understand like people have real worries about going into spaces with a lot of white people.
That's Janaysia Little, spring 2022 graduate of Boston College, and it's how many young Black students and young Black women students feel while attending predominantly white colleges and universities. Two Black professors in Massachusetts have thought about this a lot and experienced it, and it prompted them to write the book Sister Resistors, Mentoring Black Women on Campus. The book is centered on the Black experience in higher education and how white women on campus can help. We're joined now by Janie Victoria Ward, Professor Emerita at the Departments of Education and African Studies at Simmons University, and Tracy Robinson Wood, Professor of Applied Psychology at Northeastern University. Professor Ward, you're here in Studio 2. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having us.
And Professor Robinson Wood on Zoom, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here, Tiziana.
So, Janie, what would you like people to understand about what it's like for young people in these spaces? Does Janaysia's sound there, does that capture it?
It does capture it. And While Black women in college often come away from college saying, you know, I was 4 years and it was a lot of fun, and I made a lot of really good relationships, and I'm ready for my career. It's also true that an awful lot of young Black women face some challenges that their white counterparts just do not. And so my colleague Tracy and I have had many, many years of Black students coming into our offices, plopping themselves down and bursting out crying and telling us about some of the issues they face. For example, having an unusual or an unconventional name that professors just can't seem to pronounce correctly, even though they've been corrected many, many times. They are often told that they're taking the place of a more deserving white student. They are presumed to be poor. They are assumed to be incompetent. And they are supposed to know about all things racial, even though most of us do not. So those misrepresentations, those stereotypic ideas about who Black women are can really derail young Black women. Tracy and I have been developing our theory of resistance over the years. And when we talk about resistance, it's resistance to those kinds of ideas.
So, Tracy Robinson Wood, I'm going to turn to you in a moment. I want to play a little more sound here from Janaysia Little, who, as a senior, participated in a mentorship program called RISE, provided by the Women's Center at Boston University. It pairs students with faculty members. And in full transparency, I spent some time as a professor at Boston College, and I was a faculty mentor in the RISE program when I was there. So she double majored in biology and African studies, and she often felt isolated in her science classes. Here she is, Tracy.
So it was just a struggle when sometimes I go into my lab that was like either 3 hours or 4 hours once a week, and the TA kind of has to force the students to work with you. You're the last person to get picked to be working on an assignment with, or you just go into class and, like, let's say you were sick one day, hey, can I see your notes? It's like a hesitation type of thing. It was just never inviting, even with professors. Professors would be like, oh, like half of the class is getting it, why aren't you getting it?
And I misspoke and said Boston University, not the first person to ever do that, but we are talking about Boston College. So Tracy Robinson Wood, how do universities, I can't imagine a single university administrator listening to that and saying, that's what I want for the experience. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I think that we certainly can hear this young woman's deep concerns. They're very, very valid. You know, they're the same concerns that Janie and I had decades ago when we were an undergraduate. And so we really have to ask, why 40 years later do we still hear young women speaking of this sense of alienation and isolation? So we need to understand what the climate is on these campuses that help students, that transmit a message that you don't belong here. that there's something about your body that isn't read as consistent with being a STEM student or being smart or being in this particular space. And so we need to be able to help that young woman realize that you belong there and give her some tools as to how to navigate that very difficult environment, but also work with mentors to help them to hear young women speak about these climates and be able to listen well and to offer some real guidance, which we call mentoring and resistance, to help her understand the importance of her forward movement and not being derailed, if you will, by these climates that can take you down if you're not, you know, if you're not careful and you don't get the appropriate support that you need.
We're talking with Professors Tracy Robinson Wood and Janie Victoria Ward, who are co-authors of a book called Sisters Resistors. One more piece of sound from Janasia here, Janie Victoria Ward, and I want to move into your call for mentoring and resistance specifically from white women on campus. So Janasia talks about the mentorship she received at BC, and in particular, a professor in the biology department, Danielle Tagan at BC, who's a white woman and one of the few white professors that she had, who spoke to the class about racially motivated incidents that happened on campus and would check in with her black students.
She was always the one who even brought stuff up to me, like, hey, Janae, like, I heard what happened. Like, are you okay? Are your friends okay? Like, I'm here for you if you want to talk. So I feel like she was not only tapped into her students, but also just like the culture of what's going on campus. And I think that was something that was good, because it's easier to, like, instead of always having to bring up something.
So she goes on, as we hear, to talk about how important that was for her. You are talking to white women on university campuses in this book, Janie.
That's right. And so in order to understand what it is that we are trying to invite white women to do, it's important to begin first by talking about resistance and what when we say resistance, what we're talking about. We're talking about those coming up with responses, with strategies to be able to deal with those situations in which one feels invalidated or demeaned or discounted, or, you know, in some way it's communicated to you that you don't belong here. And so black women learn how to push back against that, right? A lot of black women come into the college campus with some ideas about pushing back, as well as they know it's important to push back. Maybe their mamas have told them that, their grandmamas, their daddies have said, you know, when you get to that predominantly white institution, you got to be careful. So some young women come in already armed, but other black women do not. Right? There is no monolithic black women's experience, just as there's no monolithic white women's experience. So this idea of resistance has to be respected, right? Now, for white women, a lot of white women have not had a lot of experience with resistance. It's a black thing, it's a black woman's thing, but for white women, it might be something that, you know, just haven't practiced in their lives.
I know there are white women out there listening, and I want to note that I'm white, because we're having a conversation on race here. There will be white women listening who will say, I've resisted on the gender front.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And so what we are encouraging white women to do is to get in touch with their own histories of resistance, right? And it could be that they've had to resist around gender bias. It could be there could be other identity statuses that they have around ability, around socioeconomic status, where they have found themselves in situations where people have made assumptions about them that does not align with the way that they see themselves. So when white women are in touch with their own resistance, they are better able to work with younger black women to figure out what's the best resistance strategy that we can create in this moment for this specific situation so that we can make certain that you get what you need to get.
So we're having a conversation about a book called Sister Resistors, which calls on especially white women in university environments to change their support for and mentor young Black women through the university experience. We were just hearing from Janie Victoria Ward there from Simmons University. Tracy Robinson Wood is also with us from Northeastern University. So Tracy, let's pick up with where Janie just left off. How does a white woman then begin to support the resistance of young Black women and be a more effective mentor?
Yes, it's a lovely question. I really appreciate Janaysha and her boldness to speak so clearly about her experience and how she named this mentor, a white woman who was very, very helpful to her. We believe that white women, who are the majority of mentors in higher education in terms of career services, financial aid, residential life, can be very mighty with regards to the effectiveness of their mentoring. But we also know that the history of racism and racial segregation can pull Black women and white women apart. And so I think to be an effective mentor as a white woman means a facing of this long arc, if you will, of racism and the ways in which it can mean that we don't name white women, may be tentative to name racism or feel competent to be able to speak about racism. And Janaysha was speaking about her own experiences of alienation and isolation. And to be able to share that with a white mentor means that she's able to hear that and be able to even detect her own fragility or discomfort, but to be able to respond in a way that is effective so that Janaysha knows you hear me and I can speak freely about my whole college experience with you. This is a safe place. And this is one where I don't have to mute my words or take care of you in the moment because I can see the deer in the headlight look that you are really rather uncomfortable with what it is that I'm bringing into this conversation. So it can be a very powerful moment between the mentee and the mentor when there's this clarity as to what that young student is experiencing and how she as the mentor, they as the mentor, can be effective.
So Professor Janie Victoria Ward, one of the things that I took from the book is this is asking white women in university environments to do the work. That there may be some experience of resistance, but not racial resistance, nor is there sufficient understanding at the baseline of systemic racism, our racial history, Black literature, and you're asking white women to do the work.
We are asking white women to do the work, and we know that this is a really big ask, but we wouldn't do it if we thought that white women were totally ill-equipped to step into this role. Our experience has been that there are plenty of white women on campus who really want to make certain that every student who's on this campus receives what she needs or what he needs in order to get to that final stage of graduation. But we also realize that, you know, race creates these tensions that make life really difficult for the Black and other students of color, but also these days for white women to have the conversation, to reach out. Not only, and you know, I think it's really important for us to mention that for the white mentors, one of the things that we've discovered is that white women need support too. Right? When you're on campus and you are working with students of color and you're hearing these stories and perhaps you're going and talking to your colleagues about things that you've heard, sometimes white women find themselves in situations where, you know, folks don't want to listen to them. Yeah. Folks don't want to be colleagues with them. You're not playing the game. So white sister resistors need to have the same kind of support that young Black women need. You know, we're in this together.
And that's the last piece that I'll emphasize. We have less than a minute. So Tracy Robinson Wood, there's a mutuality to this. A being in resistance together improves the souls of both, yes?
Beautifully said. It's a reciprocity, growing and learning from each other. You know, we encourage white women to think about what has racism taken from you? What are the losses that you have incurred because of racism?
So we are going to end there. Really appreciate this conversation. That was just Tracy Robinson Wood, professor of applied psychology at Northeastern, here in studio, Janie Victoria Ward, professor emerita in the departments of education and Africana studies at Simmons University. The book, Sister Resistors, Mentoring Black Women on Campus, which is available now on Amazon. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.